I feel like it's 2011. Pretty excited. Incredible team win. It took everybody. Offense, defense, special teams. I think especially in the fourth quarter, you look at the field position that they put us in. Punting down the field, knocking them back inside the 20, inside the 10. And then our defense manning up and getting three and outs and getting stops when we had to. I mean, can't say enough about TJ coming in the second half and doing what he did. Our coach is putting together a great game plan. But it's an incredible feeling when you do something that basically everybody tells you you can't do.
What did you think when you saw Dents get the strip, get the fumble?
Incredible play. Absolutely incredible play. Playing all the way to the whistle, giving everything you got until the last second. And those are the type of plays that win you games against 8-0 football teams. You have to make plays like that.
JJ, what does this do for this team to come in here and get it done like this?
It's a big win. It starts off the second half of your season on the right foot. It puts you in a position where everything's in front of you. You know, we knew we were in the second half of the season going to have everything in front of us. And today helps is one step in the right direction, but it's a process. It's a bunch of one-game seasons. So we have a big game against the Jets coming up at home, and we just need to attack that one just like we did this one.
Can you talk about what's going to be the keys were on defense, especially second half?
Yeah, we need to come out there and do what we did. We need to stop the run. We need to put them in passing situations, and we need to take away the short throws because he's comfortable with those. And I think our guys did a good job. I think that as a whole, we played great team defense, and that's what we need to do.
JJ, you guys had three sacks in the second half. What was the biggest adjustment you made against their passing attack?
I don't know. I think part of it was they were down, and they needed to throw a little bit longer throws to try and get back into it. I think part of it is just you're hammering them, you're trying to get home all game, and then sometimes it's just luck of the draw. Getting sacks in the NFL is very, very difficult to do. So when you get home, it's special. And we got home three times in the second half. Covington got his first one, so that was pretty cool.
How cool is it seeing TJ do what he did tonight, knowing your history with him and the history here and all that?
Yeah, no, I think every time we come to this stadium, we should just have him be our quarterback. He seems to have a pretty good handle on the situation here. I don't know if it's the sound system or the lights or the locker room. But TJ knows what he's doing when he plays in Cincinnati. So it's incredible. I mean, for a guy to come in, he's only been with us for a couple weeks here. Obviously, he's been with us in the past. But to be able to come out in the second half against an 8-0 football team, Liam down in the field, and you have to give credit to Hop for, an incredible catch. He's having a heck of a year. I don't think people give him enough credit for what he's been doing. But he's an incredible receiver and made an unbelievable catch.